The Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth? And nothing but the truth?
You want answers? You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
And welcome to Thursday morning. I am your host, Justin Clark, protecting you from the hypocrisy of America, from Dahuniac Springs to Winter Springs, Ocala to Orlando. Together, we will bully the bullies. Today on the program, I had my sixth birthday party yesterday. I'm not even a big birthday guy. And literally had my sixth party last night. Kayla was there. I'll tell you about that. Are we really shutting down the country again? Is this really happening? How are we going to deal with this? We'll get through it together. EC's non-drive time morning news. Cup of tea with the queen in hour number two. And much more to get to. Quick housekeeping before we begin. I will be taking your calls and text messages. 321-339-1055. Download the Florida Man Radio app and listen to us right there around the world. Podcast style as well, all past shows. If you find yourself bored one evening. But a great show on the live and actual radio today. But first, the team to my right. Some kind of dress. Her hair is down. Queen Kayla is here. Hello, Kayla.
Hello.
Directly in front of me, as always, a Florida Gator hat, old and dirty, green t-shirt. EC is here. Hello.
What's up?
And now it's time for the opening statement. This should be interesting.
You know, I've kind of fallen in love with Kayla lately, EC. Let me tell you why. So I had another birthday party. So you know on Wednesdays, we go to the CBS studios and shoot two TV shows every Wednesday. I run right out of here, and I start the first show at noon, like 13 minutes after we get off the air here. And I do the first show. You have Real Estate. And we shot that show. Kayla was there. She follows me around, basically. And then we do the Best of Central Florida TV show as well there. Yesterday, I had the great pleasure of spending the whole day with Kayla as normal. But we had a guest cancel on the Best of Central Florida. So here's what they did. The production team was like, okay, you guys just want to go to the bar? Pre-shoot. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know why, really. But they had like all of these surprises in store for me. Like they really treated me very well. Even though I was like 2 days after my birthday. They treated me great. They really did. But here's why I have newfound respect for Kayla. EC, she is the cheapest date on the planet. She really is. She doesn't drink alcohol at all, and she doesn't eat either.
Side salad.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I love this woman. I really do.
I've actually been told that many times.
So, I mean, we've been sitting here on this air talking about her Cheesecake Factory, Blue Balls, all this sort of thing for so long. Mm-hmm. She's actually the cheapest date on the planet. Mm-hmm. She really is. So yesterday, I would say this is about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We had one guest cancel. I shot the first TV show. And they were like, well, let's go to the bar. And I said, well, okay. What are you going to say? No? I mean, you could. So we go to the bar. And she eats a side salad. Everyone else is ordering like double vodkas and things.
I didn't eat a salad.
What did you have?
Nothing really.
Nothing.
I ate
mozzarella sticks.
What Michaela had.
You ate mozzarella sticks like yeah. You shared with like three other people. And she drank straight up water. Not even like sparkling water. Just water. Like good old fashioned tap water. Yep. And I was looking at you and I was thinking, we can hang out anytime you want. I'll hang out with you all the time. I will. And then, EC, we finally do go back and shoot the second TV show. We were relaxed, I would say, at that point, if you know what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Relaxed, yeah. We were just letting it flow at that point. Mm-hmm. Go back and shoot the TV show, and then they're like, oh, by the way, you need to meet us at this restaurant. One of my favorite restaurants called Francesco's. And I was like, something weird's going on here. something real weird is going on. And I was like, okay, I'll meet you guys there. Show up, and it's like the entire crew from CBS. and Chef comes over and he brings like the biggest fruta de mar you've ever seen, like the, you know, with the mussels and the clams, like the whole shebang, the biggest one you've ever seen in your life. He brings it over and I'm like, wow, I'm really getting another birthday party out of this deal. And then I look at Kayla. Kayla's sitting right across from me. She's drinking water. I think she might have, like, shared a pasta with, like, four other girls. And I looked at her again, and I said, I like this girl. I really do. And then I was thinking to myself, too. I was like, you know what? I wish you drank and ate a lot. And I was like, no, I don't. This is fantastic. I will hang out with you anytime. I just want to be clear.
Okay.
You're the cheapest date on the planet. And I apologize for all the Cheesecake Factory references, all the... You're running this guy around, making him spend dough on you. You're the cheapest date ever. In fact, if you want to start dating, I'll date you. just because you know how much money I would save dating you? I would be a rich, if I invested the money that most chicks would have spent on booze and food, I would be like, put it in Bitcoin or something, you see? I'd be a rich man.
I'm going to call shenanigans though.
What?
I'm going to call shenanigans and say that she's not a cheap date. When she's actually dating someone.
Oh. No, I really am. I
have a feeling that maybe that's a little, I don't want to spend off the boss's paycheck.
Is that what it is?
No, that's actually not what it is. If you ask Mr. K right now, he would tell you he barely spends money on me. I don't ask for anything. Like, the only thing I ask for is time.
And by the way, I invited Mr. K last night. He didn't show up.
Well, it was last minute. He's an hour away.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that you guys were having a party for me, number one. So last minute, I said, you better get Mr. K here. And she was like, no.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she invited him or not.
Yeah, I did.
You did? You said, hey, Mr. K, do you want to come over?
He said he can't. He would, but he can't.
Right. And he's been saying that a lot lately, honestly.
No, he has.
We've invited him to a lot of stuff lately, last minute. And it's always, I'm an hour away, I can't come.
Well, he's also getting ready to take this big
whatever.
Exam.
Uh-huh. Okay. Excuse after excuse.
He's like, whatever. Excuse. Sorry, I just can't make it.
I got to tell you something. When I first met Kayla, we would have parties and events, and we would invite him last minute, and guess who would show up, like, wagging immediately. He would. now he's like, oh, I'm busy. What does that mean?
He's getting ready to take this big exam.
Hold on, I got a new person texting in, and I want to check this out. Is this a joke?
I don't know. I just know that they're from the part that I saw flash up. They apparently have listened for a while, and they've made a conclusion about you. So,
uh-oh,
it's not very nice, by the way. 302 checks in. Like, why am I getting bashed right out of the gate today? Why? What did I do to this person? Hi. I'm a male lady from Delaware, and Franklin has gotten me to listen to y'all for a few months. First of all, you're the only person in Delaware that says y'all, just to be clear with you.
What?
I've been listening for a few months now, and I've never texted in, but I have to today. Justin, you are a complete douchebag. And Kayla, bless your heart. Don't quit your day job, honey. You are a gold digger. Bye-bye?
Huh?
What the?
Wow. Ouch. That was on both of you.
But she said... I'm a douchebag, and Kayla, bless your heart, don't quit your day job. Mm-hmm. You are a gold digger. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Who is this? By the way.
It doesn't offend me because this person does not know me.
Well, she does. She knows how to spell really your name, and apparently you're a gold digger, honey. Bless your heart.
That's beautiful.
First of all, let me tell you something. I'm the dude who grew up in Tennessee and then ended up moving to Boston. And I got blasted all the time for phrases I would say, such as y'all and bless your heart. So if you're really in Delaware, male lady, you don't say bless your heart or y'all. So I think this might be some sort of like scam.
Oh.
And by the way, here's the deal. Delaware lady, Delaware male lady from Delaware. I don't care. I love it. You keep texting me that I'm a douchebag. You really think I care? I don't. Do I get mad when you call Kayla a gold digger? Kinda. I'm starting to like Kayla. I am.
Because before you did it.
Well, I just feel like I've gotten to know you better lately. I actually like her now, and I'm pissed off at you, male lady from Delaware. Get out of here.
Kayla's the least of a gold digger that...
I know.
I mean, if she was a gold digger, Mr. K would have already been locked down Mr. Future Chiropractic, all type, all things.
In fact, the whole open of the show today has been me saying, Kayla, you're the opposite of Gold Digger. I want to hang out with you more because you're a cheap date. And now I get mail lady from Delaware texting in that you're a gold digger and I'm a douche. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't you have some mail to deliver or something?
Oh.
And how do you know Franklin? Obviously, this is a Franklin friend. I get what's going on here.
Uh-oh.
Franklin's having his buddies text in and be like, hey, call Justin a douche. That's what's happening. I know exactly what you're doing. Franklin, I blame this one on you. Franklin, whoever this lady is that you're having text in to my show and give me trouble like right off the gate, screw you. Because I'm putting this one on you, Franklin. I guarantee you this is a chick that Franklin's like trying to bang. There's no question in my mind.
What?
Absolutely. He's like, haha, listen to the Justin Clark show. Huh? Yeah, call him in, tell him he's a douche. Whatever. Sick of you. This is a Franklin thing, and I'm sick of it.
I hope they're not all day. We're not really a male person, though, because you're going to have a hard time getting male, apparently. They're all turning on you.
Look, you know what? I don't care. My male guy is pooping with my male in my office, so it can't get any worse. It can't get any worse than that if you think about it. What are they going to do? Send the male guy to do number two with my male? It's already happened, right? I mean, that's really the worst thing they could possibly do to me. What are you going to text my show and tell me I suck? I don't care. Who cares? So anyway, birthday party last night. It was very fun. It was a lot of fun. Kayla, it was fun, right?
Yes.
Everyone showed up. Chef was like real good to us. It's just, I got to a point where I said, I think I've had enough birthday parties now. I have. I'm a 42-year-old man. I shouldn't care about my birthday, and I don't. It's just for whatever reason, this birthday, everyone's throwing me parties. It started last Thursday.
I know, for someone that doesn't care about their birthday, man, you got hit with 6 birthday parties?
At least 6. I mean, some days I had like 2 in the same day. I almost felt special. I did.
Almost?
Yeah.
You're right there, like real close to feeling special.
Hold on, my mom is here defending me.
Uh-oh.
I bet Mama Clark is pissed right now. What do you think?
Yep.
Cindy's here. Hello, Mom. Don't give them any more attention on the radio because that's what they want.
That's true.
It's kind of fun for me, Mom, honestly. Hey, I don't care. You really think I'm offended? Don't you think I have real problems? You know?
Maybe.
And I think the real problems I have... Uh-oh, Franklin's here. Jesus. Why do I do this? Honestly, EC, why do I do this show? I literally could go have a great life, not deal with this drama, figure my life out, and yet I come in here every morning and deal with this. Why? Why do I do this? Is it something that I just want to... Is like I'm cutting myself? You know what I mean?
I think you like it. You like a little bit of self-pain.
Am I a cutter? That's what it feels like.
A little bit of that self-flagellation going on right there.
Mm-hmm.
Frank with the mailman is here. Morning, EC. And my male friends really do not like you. Here lately, ha ha ha. And no, I haven't told them to text in or anything. They are all telling me they don't like you. You suck. Hate me all you want, rich boy.
Rich boy?
I mean, what did I do to offend the American mail carrier on this show?
What did I do?
I didn't do anything. If anything, I'm supportive of our mail carriers. I mean, it's unbelievable. What did I do? What did I do to the mail carriers in this country? And by the way, I have a lot of mail carriers at Texas Show, and most of them we're friends with. It's just, Franklin, it's you and your people. And that's the only problem I have. And my mom is pissed at you too, buddy. You need to send her an apology, I think, because I'm sure you're stalking her on Facebook as well. You know, it's ridiculous. I don't know why I come here. It's ridiculous. I do think I'm going through like a sort of a midlife crisis, EC. I do.
Oh,
I'm going through a lot of life changes right now. I am. There's just no question about it.
Is it time to buy a convertible now?
I was thinking about it.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yellow.
I'm definitely in the car market right now, without question.
Get a metal wallet.
Yeah.
We're going to be seeing a yellow Lamborghini outside here soon.
The CEO of my firm is absolutely on car shopping for me right now.
Oh.
I just need a new car, I think. I do.
Okay.
Oh.
You're gonna dye your hair too?
I'm going. I got to tell you, I think I'm going through a midlife crisis. I'm going through a lot of life changes right now. I am. And I don't like. I don't think Franklin the Mailman's sending me through the midlife crisis at all. If anything, he's helping me through it.
That's nice.
And Franklin, I do apologize, but if you're mad at me because I ignore all of your DMs that you send me like 18 times a day, I'm going to be honest with you right now, Franklin. I do see them and I just ignore them. Okay. Normally, I pretend like I don't see them. I'm like, oh, I don't check that. Oh, I see them. I just ignore you. Completely and totally ignore you. And it's because, Franklin, I got enough like drama and stress in my own life, buddy. I don't need to add your stress to my own life. You know what I mean, Franklin? I got enough drama, bro. I got enough drama without you. I don't need to bring your, I had an accident today. I'm like, oh, are you okay? Go get some money. F you, Justin. That's why I don't respond to you. And then I come in here on a Thursday, trying to do a radio show for people, trying to keep people entertained. And the first thing I get is, hey, I'm a male lady in Delaware, and Franklin is friends with me. He told me to listen, you suck, you're a douchebag, and Kayla's a gold digger. And you wonder why I don't want to interact with you offline. Because I got male lady from Delaware calling me a douchebag. I don't even know who this is. And then she's calling my girl, Kayla, a gold digger. And I was just doing, I did 15 minutes on how she's not a gold digger. How I want to hang out with her more because she's such a cheap date. She doesn't even eat.
I do eat.
Oh. I got to tell you, I mean, it's one of those things, Kayla, that, and, you know, deep down, I was like, oh, I kind of wish she drank. We could have a drink together. And then I'm like, no, I don't. I love that you don't drink. Water's free. and I fall in love with you more because you don't drink. It's awesome. I mean, the tab last night would have been, and by the way, someone else paid, and I was super mad. I'm normally the pay guy, so I go over, and I bring the waiter over. I'm like, come here, bud. I take this. They're going to try to pay. Don't listen to them.
She did it before you, though.
I said, don't listen to them. I'm paying. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, okay. And next thing I know, they bring the tab over to somebody else. I was like, I said, bro, I mean, you got to listen to me. Who's the boss here?
Not you.
I guess not. Let's see if everyone hates me or defending me. I guess we're about to find out. I don't care. I don't care. Like, in fact, I love it when male lady in Delaware calls in saying, hey, y'all, bless y'all's heart. I'm like, you're not in Delaware. No one in Delaware says that. That's not how you talk in Delaware.
Maybe she's visiting.
It's unbelievable. And by the way, I like that. You keep texting me telling me I suck. The more you tell me I suck, the more we're going to come in here and do this. Right, Kayla?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Let's go to 941 is here. Don't worry, Justin. I'm on the same page. You're no douchebag. Just a midlife Republican attorney. Okay. I love you. You're the best. Marissa. Thank you, Marissa. Thank you. I've got someone has my back. Inspector Steve here. Justin, ask Kayla if I'm using this correctly. Franklin is acting like a pick me. That's from your bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Is he using it properly? She said no. I mean, look,
kind
Steve.
Of. Yes,
Steve,
I'm actually, on your, he
okay.
Is.
So yeah. Is it yes or no? I
yes.
mean, well, why'd you have to think about
because
it so
Because I wouldn't
long?
Normally use it that way, but thinking about it, yes, he did use it correctly.
Hey, Steve, I apologize that she took so long to answer your question when the answer was yes, you know?
Yes, he did do a great job.
You should have just made him feel good and say
yeah.
yes.
You should have just been like, yeah,
and then
of
he's
going to
use it all the time now.
Sean is here in Navarre. Hello, Sean. You should get your medical card. Very calming. And screw Franklin. F him. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Most people are coming down on my team on this thing, by the way. And EC, do you have any doubt in your mind that the male lady in the y'all lady from Delaware is a puppet for Franklin? There's no question, right?
I mean, I don't know too many y'alls or bless your hearts from Delaware. So that's a southern yeah. thing to me.
Right.
So that
yeah.
a little throws it off already. When, also, right. What a weird place to be is Delaware.
Shit. But that's where all the LLCs are. They have more LLCs than people. You know that, yeah. right? She's in Delaware, Georgia is where she's at. I didn't know there was a city called Delaware in Georgia. Did you?
Mm-mm.
A-hole. Oh. Karen is here. Hello, Karen. These messages today are a perfect example as to why I stopped talking. Oh, do you want me to say that? I mean, I guess she texted, right? These messages are why I stopped talking to him a few months ago. Keep negative people out of your life. Good morning, friends. Love you. I love you, too. Pete is here, road magnet. Franklin doesn't have friends that will text in. He's probably using a free online app to text in anonymously. Damn, I got to tell you something. I feel good right now. Everyone's on my team. I have 100 messages here saying, F him. We love you, buddy. And let me tell you something. And I know that, you know, my mom is going to text in as well, and my aunt, because, you know, they're my family, and they're going to be like, F him. Don't give him any more attention. That's what he loves. I love the guy. I do. I love this guy. It's just that life is already hard enough, you know, like dealing with emotions and your own life. Franklin will text in one day and say, I love you. I love you, buddy. Great show. Favorite radio show. And then the next day, he's like, hey, douche, why don't you go, like, slit your wrist or something?
Oh.
And nothing happens. I don't know. I don't think the show's bipolar. Let me leave it at that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think the show needs to do any zannies. I don't think it's a show bipolar disorder. I don't. So I'll leave it at that. I mean, should I address this or no? Kayla, should I deal with the guy or not?
I wouldn't.
You would just ignore. Like, when he texts in or has his little protégés text in, I should just ignore it?
You could say it, but, like, I wouldn't keep pressing on it. Like, just...
You wouldn't do the first 30 minutes of the show on it?
No.
I'm sorry. I've got a show planned, but I can't get off of this. Bob for Shizzles here. Hello, Bob. Well, we know where the term going postal comes from. That was not me. That was Bob for Shizzle, ladies and gentlemen.
Bob for Shizzle.
Jeremy is here, not in Lakeland. No one has ever said anything nice after bless your heart. Bless his heart, but I heard he chokes dogs out single-handedly. Oh, I mean, that was a true story. I mean, excuse me. I'm not saying that was a true story. I'm saying that was a story he told on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did. It's not my story. I didn't invent that story. He did. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Enough. Enough. Pakistani DJ Snack Bar is here.
Huh?
Yeah. Pakistani DJ Snack Bar. Can somebody please offer Delaware Lady some of Jeff Adams' tea bags? She sounds like she needs a mouthful.
Oh.
That's not very nice. Eric's dad checks in. Hello, Eric's dad. That's probably Franklin's mother.
What?
I agree. Richard is here. Good morning, team. Ready for lockdown again. You guys are awesome. I love you. Keep up the great work. Thank you, buddy. We love you, too. I really do. Super Dave is here. Hell with them. Y'all got the best show ever. That was nice. Oh, yeah. My mom's back. Time to block the caller and move on to something else.
Yeah, your mom's fired up.
I know. She's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
She's pissed. I got to tell you, it's kind of unprofessional of me to check in with my mom, I think. You know what I mean? But I don't care. I kind of enjoy her participating in the show.
Yeah.
But I just think if you go around, if you were to call, like, the Jim Rome show right now, I don't think he's, like, checking in with Jim Rome's mom. But I like it. And I don't care. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of real radio people would say, well, this is like this douchebag in the mornings on this Florida Man Radio Network. He has his mom calling on Fridays and he checks in with her via text message. It's because I love her and I don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's great.
It is.
Uh-oh. Chet is here with a long message.
Uh-oh.
Chet is here. Hello, Chet. Morning, gang. Oh, hell no. I got to stand up for my peeps against those federal privileged paid postal workers. They got to lash out because they got to have, it goes long. And now he's also very pissed as to calling Kayla a gold digger. That lady needs to look in the mirror and remember how they got it made, pay-wise and retirement-wise. We did this story not too long ago. Federal employees have, like, what, 19 weeks off or something a year?
It's nine, yeah.
Nine, whatever.
Just 10 days.
Same thing. 9 weeks off a year. That's like a week a month almost, if you think about it. I get like 0 weeks off. And even if I take a day off, I got to deal with drama. 9 weeks. Can you imagine 9 weeks of just paid vacation or whatever. Okay. Where do you want to go this month?
Say, I don't get weekends off, so.
I know. I even work Saturdays. I figured out I work 47 Saturdays a year.
Dang.
Which is an extra, like, how many weeks? That's like a lot of extra weeks in my life. No. Scott is here in the 386. Hello, Scott. Sounds like Franklin has a crush on somebody.
Mm.
Oh, you think he's going to try to meet her at the Captain D's parking lot like the other one? Or was it Walmart? Where was it?
It was Walmart.
Oh, yeah. I don't think EC was here for that one, was he?
I wasn't, no.
We tried to hook Franklin up on a date, and apparently the dad of the date was like kind of concerned about it, and they had to meet at the Walmart parking lot.
It was the mom.
Oh, whatever. Same thing. So we did kind of like a play-by-play of it, and I guess it didn't work out. But it's pretty clear to me that he's trying to hit on this chick in Delaware. There's no doubt in my mind, right? Hey, Delaware lady, send us a picture, please. If you're a real person, Delaware lady, send us a picture right now to 321-339-1055. And I'm not gonna bash you. I just want to see that you're a real person. Because I believe in my heart with your, I'm from Delaware, y'all, bless your hearts, that I'm sure you're from Georgia. I have no doubt in my mind that you're from Georgia. And I almost think that you're a bot for Franklin. I don't even think you're a real human. So send us a picture. Send us a picture now. And then I'll be like, okay, she's a real person. She really does hate us. She really does think Kayla is a gold digger. Like, of all things, you're not a gold digger.
I'm not.
You're not a gold digger.
Very independent.
In fact, I've been impressed with your work ethic, too.
Wow, thank you.
No, I have. And because I didn't know, I'll be honest, I didn't know about you at the beginning. I didn't. Like, I'm not a big meet the new employees kind of guy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't interview people. And you showed up in my life, and I was like, ugh, I don't know if this is going to work or not. I was like, I have no idea. I was like,
he almost threw up.
I was like, we'll flip a coin. We'll see how it goes. And you know, I didn't get too like, I don't get real close with my employees. You know what I mean? I don't get close. I guess for a while, it takes me a long time. But I think you and I have hit a place in our relationship that I really think you're really good. I'm actually really impressed with you.
Thank you very much.
I don't mean that.
I appreciate it.
Chet, what's up, brother? How you feeling?
Uh-oh. Hey, I'm feeling good, man. I just hated to hear I went so long, but damn. I mean, they sitting there riding in the car all day, which I ride in the car all day, but they just go up, stick it in the box, ride to the next one, stick it in the box, ride to the next one.
Right.
And they got packages, we got packages of the same thing, and we'll be at the same place, same time.
I mean,
I don't get paid. I'm out of work for 13 weeks with no pay.
They're not paying you at all?
No. Damn. I work for a contractor, too. We don't work FedEx. We work for a contractor. So yeah. I'm out living on whatever in my savings account, and that's it.
Right. Why do you think Franklin's such a nice to me one day and horrible the next? What do you think? Is he jealous of me? Yeah. What is it?
Yeah, jealous. Jealousy.
Yeah.
And I think it hurt his feelings that you didn't believe him about the dog incident.
But it wasn't just me. It was, I think we have 100,000 people that listen to the show every week, and it was 99,999 people did not believe him. It was not just me. I mean, trust me.
I've seen some big dogs on my route, and I ain't seen nothing that big.
Yeah.
And they were that big, they could barely waddle to the gate and bark at you.
All right, brother. I love you, man.
I'm slow, but I can still outrun the damn dog.
I know, buddy. Hey, I love you. You know I love you, pal.
Yeah, man. Always here.
Thanks for the call. Love Chet. Chet's great. Chet works at FedEx, by the way.
Oh.
So there is, you know, always a little bit of a rift between FedEx and the Postal Service people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like FedEx people are like, well, if we say that we're going to be there at 10 a.m., we get there at 10 a.m. And they believe, rightly or wrongly, that maybe the Postal Service people kind of show up whenever they want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not necessarily on a deadline, so to speak. But when you talk to FedEx people, if the package says it's going to be there before noon, it's going to be there before noon. It is.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that there's a bit of a rift between FedEx people and Postal Service people. No doubt about it. Because, let's be honest, if you order the package to be there before noon via FedEx, it's going to be there before noon. Whereas you go to work at my firm, and sometimes the mail shows up, sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes it shows up, I first see it literally in a stall with the guy going number two. And I don't like that.
Oh my god.
Let me hit some other messages. Henry is here in Lakeland. Hello, Henry. Good morning, Justin. Franklin is that guy. F. Franklin. Meh. Kayla's here. Big douchebag, this guy. Rick is here. Mount Dora. Haters gonna hate. Just laugh and move on. That would irritate him the most. I know, but I can't. I kind of like it. I mean, I could talk about Simone Biles. We can go there. We can talk about the Delta variant. I got plenty of stuff to talk about. But I'm more interested in Franklin texting me one day saying, I love you. Love the show. Y'all are awesome. You want Kayla? Can Kayla go on a date with me? Next day. Hey, douche. Hey, douchebag. Kayla's a gold digger. I'm like, is this the same dude? This is a different guy, isn't it?
Seems like it.
Karen is here. Hello, Karen. These messages today are perfect. Oh, no, I already read that. I know Aunt Bebby is going to be on my side. Negative people bring negative issues into their own lives. Nancy is here. Happy belated birthday, Justin. For new listeners, we locals will go to the mat for Kayla and Justin. You other folks can kiss our grits. Thank you, sweetheart.
Aww.
That was nice. That made me feel good. And she even threw you in there. She even said that she would go to the mat for you, Kayla.
She did.
She didn't mention EC.
Because EC is getting low. Oh.
See, no, I got plenty of people behind
he's
me.
He's on the island.
Is that right? Dave the drummer. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, gang. I'm 100% on your side with this Justin. He's bipolar as hell. Just put him in the rear view and move on. I love Franklin. I do. Franklin's a good dude. He just, you know, has bad days every other day. Jay is here. David Letterman's mom was part of his show, and she was awesome like your mom. Thanks, buddy. I do love my mom. She is amazing. Mike is here. Santa Rosa. Maybe this Franklin guy has a crush on you, Justin. Yeah, maybe. I only go one way, though. And I'm not judging anyone for going different ways. I'm just saying with me, I'm pretty clear about what I like. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. Sean is here. How is Lurch doing and what is he doing? You know, I haven't got an update on Lurch in a little bit. He's still in boot camp. Kayla, we got to send him this letter, please.
Okay.
His wife sent me the address to send him the letter to boot camp. And he's like every day, I think he's waking up like, hey, we're still waiting on that letter from Justin.
Especially since he's probably about to be moving to his other one.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, can you sit me down like even later today at the office and make me write this letter? Please okay. have Claudia go in my email and search because his wife sent an email with his address. So have Claudia find the email from Lurch's wife, print it out, and then let's get this letter done together, okay?
Go grab one of the cards off his stack of you, me, and the moon one. Yeah.
Dear Lurch, you and the moon and me.
That would actually make him laugh. He'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah, I don't think I'm great at cards.
We know.
Obviously. I'm over the moon for you, Lurch.
Hope you're doing great. Love, Justin.
love you. I am over the moon. Oh, citrus farmer Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Good morning, Justin and crew. Mail lady needs to stop texting and deliver her mail on time.
Oh, my God.
She also needs to change her name because Delaware sucks.
Oh.
I agree. Inspector Austin is here. First time checking in. Started listening back in January, and you're my favorite radio show. Thank you, buddy. Tell Franklin to take a long walk off a short bridge. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, let's not.
That's not right. Al the mailman. Please don't let Franklin cast a shadow on us great carriers out there. I love you guys. And so many more texts. I promise I'm going to try to get to most of these. Keep them coming. It's just I got to take a break. That's the problem. Right, EC?
Yep.
I'm going to take a little break. So here's what we're going to do. I promise you we will not be gone long. I want you to. There's no reason for you to go anywhere because it's going to be a quick one. But when we get back, I had major drama yesterday at the TV station as well. And Kayla knows about this.
Mm-hmm.
They sent out a memo to us yesterday saying, starting next week, if you're going to come to the TV show, the TV station, you either need... Well, no. Not even a question anymore. Used to, it was that you can either be vaccinated or wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Now they said you cannot come in here unless you're vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do? How am I going to handle that? And I kind of need your advice on how to handle it. And we'll do so together after this very quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
And Kayla knows about this as well. So yesterday, Wednesdays, we shoot these TV shows over at CBS. And I really do love these people. They're kind of like family to me. We're tight, right, Kayla? Yes. Wouldn't you say we're tight?
Yes.
But yesterday, they kind of drop a bomb on me. And my business partner, actually, in the mortgage business, is always there on Wednesday as well for the real estate TV show. And he is up in arms about this, I would say. They said, and I quote, if you want to shoot your show next week, we need to see proof of vaccination. And I always thought this might be a decision I would have to make at some point. I thought it would be like I wanted to go to Italy or something. and the Italian government required a vaccination card.
Oh. Okay.
And I was like, I'm going to have to make that decision down the road. I never thought it was going to be literally, if you want to shoot your TV show, you're going to have a vaccination card. And this goes for you too, Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
This goes for you as well. I mean, if you're going to get in the building, you're going to have a vaccination card. This is my understanding. And they're saying by next week. So, EC, I'm in a position in my life now where I've got to make this decision that I always knew I would have to make. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I hope you all get vaccinated. Whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not sitting here advocating for not getting vaccine. I just, for one, I don't know. I don't have a lot of time. And quite honestly, I think it's kind of weird going to the local Walgreens and sitting down and taking my shirt off while you're shopping for, I don't know, peanuts or razors or whatever.
Who said you had to take your shirt off?
Well, I mean, you have to at least roll up your sleeve, right?
That
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't have to take your shirt off. Okay. Well, just wander in there, yeah.
I also think it's weird when I walk through Publix and you're getting your blood pressure checked, too. I just think that you don't want to do both things. Are you shopping for bread or are you getting your blood pressure taken? And that's how I feel about getting a shot at Walgreens. I'm like, I thought you were here for toothpaste. You don't get a shot there, right? You go there to buy your toothpaste and the Listerine, not to get a shot. And I'm like, hey guys, did you find the nuts okay today? I'm just here getting a shot. It's just weird to me, and that's why I also don't get my blood pressure taken at the local Publix in the bread aisle. It's just different. I also get weirded out by the guy who weighs himself on the way out of Publix. You know what I mean? They have like that big scale.
You've never done it?
Of course not. I'm normal.
That's weird.
No, the dude who weighs himself as he walks out of Publix is weird, not me.
I've done it.
Why?
Just because it's there.
EC, yes. Let me ask you a question. Let me take you through this. Let's say that you're going to Publix, you bought some crab legs, maybe some peanut butter, whatever. Doing your regular shopping routine on Sunday.
Yes, crab legs and peanut butter.
Yeah, right.
and as you walk out of Publix, you know, you have to go through that uncomfortable conversation where like a 90-year-old man says, can I help you to your car with the bags, right? And you're like, no, thank you, sir. And then, well, while I'm here, I'm going to jump on the scale on my way out of Publix.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you done that? And I'll answer for you. He's done it zero.
Yeah, nothing
never.
I can ever think
really?
Of.
No,
oh.
No one does that. It's weird. It is so odd.
It's not. I've literally said, hold my groceries.
What? So you've actually, that poor 90-year-old man, you've actually made him carry your groceries
not
out?
A 90-year-old man.
Yeah,
like, if
no.
I'm with somebody, yeah, I'll say, hold my groceries and get on the scale.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. And I mean, for real, everyone can see your weight at that point.
I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to go on it? What's your name?
Oh,
I don't mind.
I would never do that.
Sure.
That's okay.
I got to tell you something, too. I mean, checking out at Publix, there are so many uncomfortable things that happen. You know, it's fine going through the aisles. Like, okay, I'm going to get the crunchy peanut butter. I'm going to get the bread, the whatever. That's easy stuff. But once you actually get in that line, things become really uncomfortable at that point. And let me tell you why. So, number one, fine. You know, you give all the items, put it on that thing, the belt, the what do you call it?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Conveyor belt.
The conveyor belt. And that's all normal. But it starts to get weird at Publix after you pay. Because no matter what, there's either a 90-year-old man there putting groceries in your cart or like a 15-year-old little girl. It's either a 90-year-old man or a 15-year-old girl, always. And they have to say, can I help you to your car with these bags? And you're like, of course not. You're 15. I got this. And then as you walk out, you got some girl like Kayla weighing herself on the biggest scale you've ever seen in your life. And you're like, should I look at her weight or not? Because this is uncomfortable. And you're like, wow, she's 170. Or she's 180. Because it really is, you can see, it's a huge scale.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily want to see that. And then the last and maybe most difficult decision you have to make is, well, that cart return thing.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty far. It's like two cars away from me. Uh-huh. Am I going to be the guy who just leaves it in the middle of the parking lot, or am I going to push it over to the cart return?
Push it over to the cart.
Yeah, you're going to take your bag of peanut butter because apparently that's the only thing you ever go to the store to buy.
Yeah, that's what it clearly.
And you're going to put it in your car, and then you're going to take the cart over where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, 99% of the time, I will take the cart to said cart return.
Mm-hmm.
But 99% of the time, I also think about not doing it. I'm like, and I look around. I'm like, seeing how many people are around kind of watching me.
And you see that one person.
Yeah. And I'm like, I might just leave it here. All these other jackasses just leave it right here in the middle of the freaking parking lot. Why don't I?
We don't have to be like them.
But I do. Hey, EC, what is your take on the returning the cart?
I always do. That's a sign of a person's personality.
Oh.
True.
So, yeah, I'm 99%. I will take it to the cart return without question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's the right thing to do. I really do. Ron, my brother, what's up, man?
Hey, Justin. Hey. Good morning, sir.
Hey, buddy.
Yes, you are very weird for not weighing yourself in public. Everybody does it. You're the oddball, bro.
I completely disagree.
Okay. However, what I find is really, really weird is they don't have anybody out there washing or cleaning the carts anymore.
Yeah.
Now, during COVID, I mean, during the uh-huh thing, they had people out there cleaning the cart, mm-hmm. the little basket. They even had the little directional things for every aisle. You could only walk one way at each aisle. Now all that's gone. But we still have the uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
That's
Ron.
More weird than the scale, bro.
It's coming back. Well, first of all, I love you. You know that. I do. I care about you deeply.
I love you too, bro.
However, I think you're an absolute weirdo for weighing yourself on the way out of Publix. Like, do you really?
He is not weird.
You really need to know, like, how much you weigh right there on the spot? Like,
yes.
Well, I got... Honey, I got the oranges. I got the salad for tonight, and
peanut butter.
I weighed myself on the way out.
No, but if you think about it rationally, you're using the same scale every time, so it's probably more accurate than different scale.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, to be clear with you, I only weigh myself in the morning time, never in the afternoon, because I find that you weigh less in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
So I don't weigh myself after 6:30 a.m. That's my cutoff.
Okay.
And Publix isn't even open then.
It's okay. On the way to work, stop at Publix and weigh yourself. Just one.
Yeah. Sir, can we help you find anything? And I'm like, no, I'm just here to weigh myself.
No, that's a terrible idea because we all know that Justin would not go there just to weigh himself.
Yeah.
So he would go in there, he would buy a thing of peanut butter, weigh himself, and then now he's got 50 things of peanut butter in his house.
Right.
Yeah. Like, why did you get peanut butter and White Claw? That doesn't go together.
All right, sounds great. Y'all have a great day. Right, I'll call back tomorrow so we can argue about Simone Biles.
All right, you got it. I'm trying to get there too. We'll say bye. I like that guy.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see. Tennessee's checking in. Let me see who this is. I don't know who this is, but I know the area code is Tennessee. We have a big audience in Tennessee, by the way.
I wonder why.
I really appreciate that. Like people I don't know, but somehow they found our show, and I like it. 423 is here, Tennessee. Research shows that those who don't return the cart are assholes. Yeah? Was that a real study?
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, EC agrees with it.
Mm-hmm.
Marissa checks in. Hello, Marissa. You ain't getting no vaccine, Justin. No way. That tells me everything I need to know about you, Justin. Crunchy peanut butter. That's a hard pass.
Yeah.
I actually don't eat crunchy peanut butter.
Oh.
I really don't. But I do like peanut butter. Do you?
No.
How do you know?
I like almond butter way better.
I would try that one, too. Housekeeper Michelle is here. The whole situation is terrible. The vaccinated are walking around with colds and allergies, thinking that they can't get the virus, so they don't get tested, when that's exactly what they have. Just a mild case for them. They spread it over to the unvaccinated people. I'm cleaning a house right now full of vaccinated people who all have a cold. Terrifying. Crystal is here. Hello, Crystal. That's a long-ass text message, Crystal. You gotta like summarize it. I can't read the whole thing. Basically, though, it ends with Instacart, dude, or do curbside pickup. Lee is here. Hello, Lee. I do use the scale at Publix. Lee, I'm not surprised, pal. I love you, but I'm not shocked. Don't chime in, Lee, with, oh, believe it or not, I actually do. I believe you. Trust me. I have no doubt you do.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Chad in Dafuniac Springs. What up, Chad? I woke up this morning thinking I'd never listen to a gold digger and a douche, but here I am. Loving and listening every day. I love your show. Thank you all. You're welcome, buddy. I love you too.
It's going to have to be your new podcast.
Yeah. Gold digger and a douche. What? Hey, welcome to Gold Digger and a Douche. We drop a new podcast every Thursday at 2. You want to do that?
No.
I don't have time. Really, I mean, we should do a podcast, but I don't have time. And I come in here and do a real radio show every day of my life. And they're like, wait, Justin, when are you going to start your podcast up? Never? I don't know. Okay. How about never? Do you really think I have time to go roll in every week and do another podcast?
What would it be about?
I mean, we all know what it would be. Everybody knows.
Relationship advice?
No. I mean, we do a podcast within the show sometimes. You know what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Christmas Carol Podcast. We talk all things Santa. And what is your favorite Christmas carol, by the way? What do you love? Jingle Bell Rock or Jingle Bells?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Enough. I'm not doing a podcast. I have no time. Who has time for that?
A lot of people.
Whatever. I'm sick of you. Okay. You know, I was like falling in love with you earlier in the show. Now I'm already over you. Maybe I am bipolar after all.
Yeah, right.
Doug is here in Orange City. Hello, Doug. Franklin acts exactly like a woman.
Oh, that's insulting to me.
Well, yeah, you're right. I think Doug was trying to show support for us, and he just pissed off half of our audience, including Kayla. Bill is here. Hello, Bill. Greetings, everybody. Franklin just wants attention. He needs to work on our dime and play on his time. No wonder the United States Postal Service is horrible. Well, that wasn't very nice to the Postal Service.
I don't think they're horrible.
Columbo is here. Good morning, Clarkies. I got nominated and voted on as Employee of the Year at Justin Clark & Associates. Thank you, JC. How about a raise, homie? Well,
what?
I've never met Columbo, but I guess he works at the firm or something. I don't know. Frank is here. Good morning, Frank. Hi, Frank from Orlando here. I'm not near the airport, but I notice sometimes that the Publix around me, people bring in their luggage to be weighed.
Yeah.
I actually have heard that.
It's a true story.
And I get that. So I can almost understand that. So what he's saying is, if you're on your way to the airport and like your bag's over 50 pounds, you got to pay extra.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll go to this big-ass scale at Publix to make sure they're not over 50.
Yeah. It's and usually people that. That don't live here, too.
Yeah. Kevin is here in Cobb County, Georgia. Hello, Kevin. Wow, Kayla, finally, she gave it up. That's why Mr. K isn't coming around as much. I love you guys.
Huh?
He said you gave it up, and that's why Mr. K's not coming around.
Like, gave what up?
What do you think? I mean, he's obviously talking.
No, it's because we're just friends now.
Yeah. He thinks, so here's Kevin's theory. Kevin feels like you finally gave it up, and now he's not, like, having to chase you as much.
No.
I mean, that's what's going on. That's Kevin.
Definitely not.
That's Kevin and Cobb County's theory. Okay. Oh, crap. Here we go. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
What? Hi, Frank with the mailman is here. Yo, are you seriously, bro? I don't, like, when you wake up in the morning, when you wake up, hey, listen, this is my show. When you wake up in the morning.
I have an idea. I was like, you know what? I'm going to mess with Justin, act like I'm pissed off with him, throw his show off for a whole.
So be honest with me. Who is Delaware woman? And are you sleeping with her? Did you meet her on Instagram or what?
No. She's a friend of mine. She's a city carrier up there. I've been friends with her for a couple of months now.
Mm.
And I was talking to her yesterday. I said, hey, I need you to help me with a prank. And I told her about the show. She's been roughly listening for a few weeks now. But I told her, I need you to text in and just lay into both of them because they think I'm mad at them.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it threw your whole show off for almost a good hour.
I mean, I don't know if I would say threw it off or made it better or worse. I don't know because I'm the one sitting here having to talk. I actually enjoyed it. I mean, again, we can talk about Simone Biles or lockdowns, but I was having more fun with some chick in Delaware who you were like trying to bang, texting me with y'all, bless y'all's heart. And I said,
oh, she's country as hell, dude. She
obviously.
She has the accent and everything.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, all right, so you're just messing with us. All right. Good job.
Yes.
Well, you know, you gave us an hour. We appreciate it. Seriously.
I had to text Kayla and be like, hey, just let you know, this has been a big joke. Just FYI.
Yeah. And by the way, some of the more nasty messages about you, I didn't read. Just so you know. All right. I was taking it easy on you.
I know. I got hate, but hey, it's worth it.
All right, pal. All right, so I do. Hey, look, I want to be clear. I want to clear the air. I actually really love Franklin the Mailman. He's a good dude. He's just sometimes he wakes up in a bad mood and messes with us. All right, we love you, pal. Bye.
Bye.
See, I can't figure him out, right? I mean, he woke up today. He's like, I'm going to mess with these guys.
No, he texted me. He let me know.
He was just joking around.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care. I really don't. Do you care? Who cares?
Kind of funny.
But anyway, I just want to be clear, Franklin, to you, buddy. I do love you. I care about you. And
yes.
I'm not like talking a lot of trash. A lot of people are weighing themselves at this Publix. My goodness.
Yes. As
you guys are all strange.
You're strange.
I can get the weighing yourself because you are going to an Allegiant flight and they're going to charge you $800 if it's over 50 pounds or whatever. But just going to buy your salad ingredients at the local Publix, you're like, well, since I'm here, I'm going to hop on that scale. I don't get that one at all. I don't.
You know, I kind of want to just for maybe a bit of some sort,
yeah,
just stand by the Publix scale all day long.
See what's up.
And just comment every time someone gets on there. I'm like,
wow. Wow, buddy. Yeah.
Wow.
You want to do some intermittent fasting with me?
Nice job.
Look at that needle.
Oh, all right, we got to take a break. When we return, they're saying I have to get vaccinated. Like, literally, I can't do our TV shows next week unless I get the vaccine. What are we going to do about that?
Mm.
We're going to figure it out together. Quick break in the news. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Hour number two begins on a Thursday morning. Kayla's here, directly to my right. EC right in front of me, Beanbag Nation, along for the ride. You can join us as well, 321-339-1055. So, EC, I really want your advice on this one, and I really want to hear from Beanbag Nation as well, because I am a bit indecisive on what to do. So, as you know, on Wednesdays, I come in here and I talk to you, and then I go right from here and I shoot not one, but two TV shows at the CBS affiliate here. And great, great team. We love doing it. It's fun. But we got the memo yesterday that said, before your show next Wednesday, we need to see proof of vaccination. As in, I got to go get a shot. Like at the Walgreens or whatever. And I don't necessarily want to do that. I don't necessarily want to get a shot. And I'm not anti-vaxxer, not at all. It's not my thing. You get vaccinated or not vaccinated, whatever. That's your decision. And I have a lot of healthcare workers, actually, who are, you know, dear friends of mine, a lot of doctor friends and things. And I think that they kind of deep down judge me because I have not been vaccinated. Kayla has not been vaccinated. I can tell you that. I don't know about EC. I don't think he has.
No.
You don't want to admit it? Is it a negative thing?
No. I mean, I have not. I have, just like other people, I've wanted to see where things go for a little while.
So I don't know what to do. And one of the options clearly is, and I'll be honest with you, I kind of mentioned it yesterday when I was with these people. I was like, I'm just going to go on Amazon and get one of these things that says I'm vaccinated. I mean, because that's probably easy to do at this point, right? So that's definitely an option for me. And maybe or maybe not, Kayla might have already been researching that. Okay, she was. She was researching it for me yesterday. And it's definitely an option. So one option is I either get one of these cards online and just be like, yo, here you go.
I wouldn't say this on
here. No? Never mind. You're right. I would never do that. That's a horrible idea. I mean, I already kind of like get through the gate there anyway because over the last year and a half, you have to take your temperature when you go into the TV station. And it's like, I don't know, 187 degrees out right now, if you haven't noticed. So by the time I walk with all my crap to the door to take my temperature, I'm like 102 because it's so hot out there. So what I figured out is I can just do it on my wrist and kind of like not even touch my wrist. And I roll in at like 91 and they don't say anything. They're like, okay, can I see the temperature? And I'm like, yeah, it's 91. Like, okay, you're good. And I just go right in. So I already kind of skate through as is, right? I mean, I figured that part out. But now I think I do have to figure out this vaccine thing before next week, they say. And my business partner who goes there to the show, he's really pissed. And I guess he was like having talks with upper management yesterday or something about it. But my understanding is I'm going to have to make this decision. And I don't know what to do. Kayla, I'm all ears. What do I do in this situation? I'm literally here asking for advice because I don't know what to do.
Well, I heard that we really don't have to do it. We just have to wear a mask at all times.
What? That's not what I heard. What I heard was we have to be vaccinated.
Well, then I don't know.
EC, what do you do in that situation? Just go get the shot.
I mean, it's getting to the point that it may not be an option anymore.
You just have to.
It's going to get to that point,
I think. Something's wrong with that. Yeah. I don't like that. It's not an option.
And see, that's why I'm falling more in love with you, Kayla. I like that you're so passionate about this subject. She was pissed yesterday, too. She's like, I'm not getting that bitch.
Yeah, I don't like that. That sounds exactly like her.
Yeah, thank you. She's like, hell no. I said, well, I like you. You're a cheap date. You hardly eat. You don't drink any booze. And when I say she doesn't drink any booze, she doesn't even drink like a Coca-Cola. You know, even a Coke is going to cost you $3. She doesn't
I don't even drink juice.
Well, Coke's not juice, sweetheart.
I don't drink soda.
Okay. When is the last time that you said, hey, do you drink Coke? And they say, I don't drink juice.
That was a first.
That's first, right?
That was a first.
It's the first time for everything. Oh, so I don't know. EC, what do you do? What do I do?
I tell them no.
You just know I'm not going to do it.
Call the bluff on it. I mean, at this point, there's a lot of work that goes into that production.
Yeah.
That a lot of people get paid for to do.
Yes.
So call their bluff on it and say, well, I mean, I don't really technically work for you. You couldn't, you know, you can't really tell me that. I mean, you can tell me I can't come in there, but then I guess we're just not doing those shows anymore.
So I'm just going to say, cancel the shows. All right. I mean, look, I guess we're not going to do any shows anymore.
But, I mean, we're heading to a point here in probably the next month that that it's going to become almost impossible not to be vaccinated because they're going to force you. You want to get into the classroom, you're going to have to do that. If you want to get into a federal building, you're going to have to be able to show your vaccine card. Whatever you're going to get on a phone or something like that, some sort of, you know, we're heading to some sort of vaccine, show me your papers thing here in the next couple of weeks.
So, let's say I do want to go get it. I'm just like, you know what, screw it. I'll just get it and shut everybody up. Because my mother is texting again. Get the shot, please. Get the shot. I hear you, Mom. I do. But I'm a grown-ass man. Step back.
Oh.
What? Okay, Mom, I'm sorry.
That's your mother.
I'm just joking. Yeah. Hey, Mom, I was just joking.
First God, now your mom.
I know. I know she was so disappointed that I had a fight with God on the air yesterday, too.
Yeah.
I really do.
My mom was disappointed, too.
I know. I'm going to repent, like, this weekend or something. Trust me.
It's all right. My mom doesn't listen, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, people came up to me yesterday, actually. Dude, you need to, like, step back from this God thing a little bit. I said, I know. I'm sorry.
We're praying.
But, I mean, I got to tell you, I still agree with my argument. I think my argument was right on point. So, all right, let's say that I do want to go get this. I don't want to. Let's say I have to go get this shot because I'm going to go to Italy or I want to do TV shows or whatever it is. Where do you get it? Really? Do you just like call Walgreens and like go in there? Or you just roll in? Is it walk-ins? Welcome? I don't even know how to do it.
I think you set an appointment.
And now I believe you have to set an appointment because
they're busy again.
Yeah, they're really busy again.
See, that's all the more reason I'm not going to go get it.
Yeah, for a while, you used to be able to just walk into Publix and be like, here.
Really?
Here's my arm, yeah.
Oh, you can get it at Publix?
Yeah.
For a while, yeah. I'm not sure now.
I think
now.
You still can.
But I think it's appointment again. For a bit, it was. You would walk up, and there's your arm full of peanut butter, and be like, here, give me a shot.
Crab legs.
I'm gonna scoop up some crab legs and get the Pfizer vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do I get if I'm going to get it? I mean, do I get the one-shot deal? Mm-hmm. And how do you know, like, which one has what?
You ask
I mean,
them.
Do they have a menu? Like, okay, the Pfizer one is this. And then this one, you got to get two. Did they give you a menu? Because I go to a restaurant, right? And I sit down, and there's a menu. It's like, these are the appetizers. This is the main dishes. This is the wine list. Mm-hmm. And I kind of know what I'm ordering.
Yeah.
And there's a description, like, oh, this is a beautiful arugula salad. I'm like, oh, great. I know that has arugula in it. And I like arugula.
Mm-hmm.
But with the vaccine, do they just like give you whatever shot they have handy? Or is there a menu like, oh, the Pfizer one is this?
Well, they'll tell you which ones you're going to get.
Really?
So you'd be like, I don't want that one. I'll go to a different location. If they don't have both of them.
So do they all have all of them?
No.
Do they all have just one of them?
Well, I mean, not all of them. It just depends on if they're doing those locations. If they're saying we're giving you a shot, then yeah, they have at least one of them.
Can I weigh myself on the way out, too?
Yes.
Oh, good.
That's always an option.
You know what? I'm okay punting. I'm a great punter, right? I'm going to punt this. I'm not ready.
Mean?
Punt it. I'm going to punt the decision.
Like,
punt.
What the definition? What is that?
Hey, it means like...
kick it away.
I'm gonna kick this down the road a couple weeks, and I'm going to figure out some way to BS my way through it next week at the TV station.
Okay.
I'm going to be... Here's what I'm going to say. I'm like, look. I support that you guys want me to get this shot or whatever. Fine. But I couldn't get an appointment. I think if I do that, right, they're gonna say, okay, well, at least he's trying.
You just need to get one of those cards and it shows that you took all of them. Like, I got Pfizer, I got Moderna, I got J&J, I'm all of them now.
Yeah. I'm the most vaccinated MF-er on the planet. I've gotten so many vaccines, you have no idea.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you've been vaccinated? I mean, I sure have. Against measles, mumps, and rubella when I was 8.
I mean, did they tell you a specific one to go get?
No.
Because
No. They just said you have to be vaccinated.
From my understanding, the 2-1 being, just getting the first one doesn't really protect you that much from it. It's you got to get both of them to be in the full protection range, and then that doesn't even stop the Delta. Now you got to get the third one. So does it really actually, I mean, you go, I got the first one, but it didn't really, you know, it's not doing anything right now. What do you want me to do about that?
What are you going to do, Kayla?
Wear a mask.
Oh, yeah? But I didn't think that was an option. They said you have to be vaccinated now.
I heard otherwise.
So, what, we fought back and maybe we already won?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So I literally don't have to get vaccinated now.
You just have to wear a mask.
Is it because Dallas was excited about the deal?
Yes.
Okay. So I really don't have to get vaccinated now.
No.
But yesterday they told us directly we had to get vaccinated.
Yes,
you heard that.
Did. Yes.
But then something changed.
Yes.
Okay. Well, sorry, Mom.
I wouldn't want to add Dallas at me, so.
Yeah. Sorry, Mom. Looks like it's going to be a little bit longer. Looks like it's going to be my Italy trip before I get it. So, are you serious? I don't have to, for real?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. I'm down with that. Let's hit your text messages. Rick is here. Mount Dora. I would tell the station that they would have to sign a binding contract that they would assume all financial liability should you have an adverse reaction.
Mm.
That's the other thing, is everyone that gets it, seemingly to me, they do get sick for a couple days. Almost yeah. everybody. It's rare that you have someone say, oh, I got the vaccine, I feel great today. You don't hear that.
Yeah.
No, you will be sick for about 2 days.
Yeah, and I don't have time for that. Well, if you get the actual virus, it's going to be 2 weeks. Okay. I mean, I've gone this long. And I'm sure I think I've had the virus like twice. I don't know. I was sick as hell like before it even hit here. Remember it. Your EC remembers that.
Yeah, I was with you.
Everyone in the station was sick, so sick. I mean, the guy who did the show before me here died, and I think it was from that.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm sure that we had an virus outbreak here in November before this whole thing broke out. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, it was January 14th of 2019.
Oh, yeah. DJ was sick. My whole family was sick.
I know it was.
Scott Ledger was so sick. Mick Dolan was so sick.
Yeah, it put Mick Dolan out for about 3 weeks. Scott Ledger out for about two weeks. I know I was probably, it only hit me for about 3 days, but I was the sickest I'd ever been before.
It hit me for like a week or two.
To the point that I remember laying in bed, my wife giving me Pedialyte.
Yeah.
And then I woke up like 2 days later not knowing how I got where I was. So.
What?
Yeah.
So you probably had it and didn't even know.
Yep.
Dang.
Let me hit your text messages. I'm so behind. I'm sorry. Coach Anderson is here in the Panhandle. What up, Coach? Crunchy peanut butter is life. If you're older than 12 or aren't weighing luggage, you don't need to be on the scale at Publix. Exactly. Yeah, you're a lazy a-hole if you don't put your cart back. Exactly right. Columbo is here. Hello, Columbo. What up? So I was the uniform and equipment manager on the Hungarian women's water polo team. I got fired because I ain't vaccinated. Dude, that's kind of creepy. I know why you took that gig. And it's creepy, Columbo. Yeah. I know what's up. That's kind of creepy, Columbo. Housekeeper Michelle. Thousands of vaccinated people have gotten the virus and even died. A lawsuit in California claims 45,000 vaccinated deaths. Really?
Really?
Roger checks in. Good morning, Roger. Justin, go to the Orlando airport and get vaccinated. No waiting, and they have all three vaccines. I just want to see them on a menu. I don't need you to say, do you want the Pfizer one or that one? I'm like, no, can I put it on a menu, please?
For what?
So I can understand what's going on.
You just need to go in there really, big shot it and be like, which one's the most expensive one? I'd like that one.
No, it's not even that. I just want to see them on a menu so I know what's up. Because I really don't know the difference.
I heard Pfizer was the bougie one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you walk in a restaurant, and the first thing you're like, okay, could I see the menu and the wine list, please? And that's what I want in my vaccine. I want to be able to see a menu.
Hmm.
Okay, well, the Pfizer one is, it's going to make you sick as hell for 3 days. I just want to know what's going on. I need to see a menu. I don't want you to just give me whatever shot you're going to give me. I need it on a menu. We have the arugula salad. You can add shrimp. That kind of thing. Right? I can understand that. I don't want you to just like say, hey, which shot do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know the difference.
Yes, I'm feeling fancy today. Can I have a little bit of the Pfizer and maybe a little bit of the Johnson & Johnson?
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I want. I mean, I need it like a restaurant menu. Oh, this one's going to make you sick as hell, but you'll likely not get the virus later. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dave the drummer is here. Just my 2 cents, but I'm with Eric. Call their bluff and threaten to sue them. The station has no right to your medical history, so screw them. And look, I got to tell you, I know a lot of these CBS people listen to this show. I love you guys. I do. I'm not talking trash. I mean, we're all dealing with it together. I'm not. So I don't want to roll in there Wednesday and be like, well, Justin's real upset with us. He's really being a jerk on his show. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm being. I'm trying to figure this out with you. Right?
Yes.
Right, Kayla?
Right.
And also, wink, wink, that card is 100% real.
And by the way, the card that says, yeah, never mind. Don't worry about it. Eric's dad is here. Just set an appointment anywhere. It just depends on which vax you want. Walgreens, CVS, and Publix. Your dad seems like a go-getter with the vaccine, huh?
He's done his research.
Yeah. Rich is here. Until these vaccines are FDA approved, I would stay away. My 59-year-old uncle was in a coma 19 days after the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Mm. My mother, get the shot, please, all capitals. You know what I mean? She hit caps lock and sent that message, which I think that's making a statement, isn't it?
Yes. She's yelling at you.
Yeah. I love you. Luke is here in Charleston. Hello, Luke. Lawyer their ass up, brother. You know, I guess I am a lawyer, right? I mean, I do have sort of a bit of an advantage, don't I? Shot is here. Screw that shot. If you want it, get it. If not, then screw that. You got other jobs. You could start a podcast instead. Huh? Didn't we already go through the podcast talk earlier? I don't want a podcast. I mean, if I'm going to do a podcast, why don't I come in here every day? Like, when I come in here in the morning, you understand that a light comes on and we're live on the air, right? I mean, we have to be here. A light comes on and then you hear us talk. Mm-hmm. It's called live radio. Mm-hmm. Why would I want to go do a podcast that I'm gonna drop a new podcast on Thursdays? I don't want to do that. Why would I do that?
Why not?
Why? I'm not doing a podcast.
Why?
Yeah. Don't we have enough going on? Yeah. Why is everyone telling me I need to do a podcast now? And by the way, the Florida Man Radio app, which is awesome, has all of the past shows podcast style. But yet you want me to do a podcast? What are we going to do? An Evict Tenet podcast?
No.
Christmas Carol podcast?
No.
What?
Talk about your life.
About my life?
Yeah.
Hell no.
He does enough of that already.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, don't we do enough of that right here on this air?
Yeah.
All the time? Mm-hmm. Oh, podcast. All right, I got to go. When we return, I promise you, EC's non-drive time morning news. He'll get us updated on what's going on in the world. We'll stop talking about my life.
I've got some more spices that are about to be recalled.
Which is my life's a mess, by the way. It is.
Aw.
So we're going to not talk about my life anymore. We're going to hit EC's news and then Cup of Tea with the Queen. That's what it's called, right?
Yes.
One last quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
A final segment, and we'll turn it over to Ed Till and Shando and the crew later. EC, are you ready, buddy? We need to know what is going on in the world right now. We got to figure this out. It's time for EC's non-drive time morning news.
So, do you want me to start with the spices story, or?
I got to tell you, if you have another story about spices being recalled, we're going to shut it down.
I need to know.
Thank you. Excellent work today, EC. Let's get to...
We're going to start with down in Tampa.
All right.
The Tampa Police Department, they've been having some issues this year. Actually, they've been in a lot of trouble. They've been criticized for increased use of force and chemical agents. They've also got the biggest budget increase among all U.S. metro areas. So the Tampa Police Department's been taking in some money. Well, they also had an issue with one of their officers that they were supposedly, air quotes, doing an investigation at an Ybor strip club called the Gold Club. And it was supposed to be getting information on a shooting suspect with ties to one of the club's dancers and illegal drug operations. But the investigation yielded no results, and the officer said they spent $421 on the club's cover charges, drinks for themselves, dancers, and friends, as well as shots for the bartender, a pack of cigarettes, a charge for a lap dance, and a lap dance for each officer. Mm. So they went out and had a fun night instead of actually doing any investigating.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. You know, here we talked about the vaccines are going to become mandatory. Well, you can usually tell the turn of the tide in Florida by what Disney is doing. And Disney says that you will have to start wearing masks again indoors starting tomorrow, July 30th. And that's for all guests, no matter if you're vaccinated or not, if you're on the bus, if you're indoors anywhere, back to mask time out in Disney. So that's kind of a sign of usually when we're in trouble. Last time it was when they actually closed, which they never do anyway. And when they closed, it was like, all right, well, it's going to be a long little bit of time going on.
Yeah.
And one more story with COVID, because this one kind of boils my blood a little bit. Because out in Louisiana, there's a judge. And he's reducing some of your community service. Actually, he's taking away all your community service if you just go ahead and get that COVID vaccine. He's done it to a couple of them, reducing their sentences between 4 and 33 hours worth of community service. The one that's a bad one, though, is that one of these guys was at one point accused rapist, and he pleaded down to misdemeanor sexual assault and only got community service. And he then didn't even have to do that because he got the COVID shot.
Wow. Ah.
Thanks, Mr. Judge. That's a problem. That should not be a... They try to do it with the prisons, too, where they're like, hey, you go get the shot. Maybe we'll take a year or two off your thing.
Oh, that's so stupid. Oh, my gosh.
And that never should be. Never.
Never.
So, out in Berlin, there are some people that...
Is that in Delaware?
Yeah, Berlin, Delaware. This isn't actually in Berlin, Germany.
Bless your heart.
We're going to throw out this time. This woman... She went 5 weeks wandering around town with her little purse. Inside her purse was a ticket for a lottery that she had won worth $39 million.
Oh, my.
And she didn't know?
Didn't know. Nope.
I do think that's kind of dumb that you people go and you buy these lottery tickets and you're like, oh, you don't even check. Like, why waste the money if you're not going to even check?
Yeah, she only...
I used to buy lottery tickets.
She
can
only
I be
bought
honest?
One, apparently, and so, hit all seven numbers on it.
So, wow. Many years ago, I don't know why, but like on Saturdays, I would take my daughter, and we would go to Winn-Dixie and like buy stuff to sort of cook together, and I would buy $100 worth of lottery tickets.
Never.
What?
Yeah, but I never won anything. I mean, I won like $8 once, I think.
Yeah, no, I never could do that.
Do you buy lottery tickets?
No.
Do you buy scratch-off tickets?
Not at all.
EC, when's the last time you bought a lottery ticket?
Never bought a lottery
ticket.
Never. Scratch-off, I may have bought like one or two every once in a while when I had cash.
I got to tell you something.
And I don't carry cash. So if it's like a rare chance that I had cash and it was like, here's a dollar, you got an extra dollar left, I'm like, all right, whatever.
So I want to make an admission here on this air. It feels very, because you know, you can't just like go to the regular line. You got to go to like the where you return your milk line to get the lottery tickets. I felt like a scumbag. I did. I would be like looking around and make sure no one was watching me. I don't know. I just felt weird buying them.
Oh.
But it was fun.
I could never do it. I don't like, I try to win things where the odds are high enough that I have a chance of winning them.
Right.
And the lottery is just not there.
No, it's like one in 800 million.
And I win a lot of things,
shot.
Actually.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, a great shot.
But I do it in contests that I'm like, okay, well, there's low chance of the people being this one. Let me throw my name in there.
Yeah. Right.
I'll win a lot of things that way.
All right, I'm going to shut up now so you can get through your news.
Well, I'm going to go through real quick.
Because I know we got Kayla, too.
Yeah, I only got three more stories. Okay. And two of them are people being bad at the Olympics.
Uh-oh.
We know Simone Biles
yep.
quit because of her mental health. But this Greek commentator, he got fired because of his comment about South Korean athletes. And you want to take a guess on where he went with this one?
Low? I don't know.
Oh, very low. About a South Korean table tennis player, he said, their eyes are narrow, so I can't understand how they can see the ball moving back and forth.
Ooh.
Oh,
canceled.
Wow.
Yep, and he did. He was immediately fired by the Greek sports company that he was working for.
I bet.
And then also...
Is it bad to call it ping pong?
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to be table tennis, though. Okay. No. And then the other one is Fabio Fognini. I want to say he's a...
They don't call it beer tennis, they call it beer pong.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
He's an Olympic tennis player. Well, he's an Italian. He happened to use a slur for a homosexual person while he was playing tennis, and he blames... The fact that it was very hot outside.
Oh, yes. So, the heat got to him.
I don't know about you. That's usually when I've yelled out a racial slur or some sort of homophobic slur. I'm like, oh, it's so hot outside.
The heat made me homophobic today.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And we'll throw this last story out there because I like this. I don't know, especially you as a lawyer, maybe kind of find this one funny, too. This lady lives in the city of Toronto, and she owns a piece of property with a house on it. Well, the house also has a 250-year-old heritage tree on it. This tree was the last of this oak forest that used to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And the city of Toronto's like, hey, we want to buy that from you, and we want to make it a park. We're going to demolish the house. We just want this because this is the last of those trees in this area. And she said, okay, fine. And they offered her $780,000 for it. And she said, okay, cool. And then it took them 2 years to get around to it. Now she's looking at the market around and going, well, that house and that land right now is worth $1 million. I think you probably should offer me $1 million now instead of the $780,000 we've agreed to. So she's having a fight right now. I like the comment, though. Basically, I'm afraid I'm going to be homeless with my family with this price. The issue is, she does not live in the house. She rents it out.
Oh, so, my God.
Not exactly sure how she's going to end up homeless because of that, but that's all I got.
That's pretty good stuff, buddy.
I know. There's no spices.
If you brought out a recall of a spice mix story today, it was going to go, you're going to have hell to pay. Trust me.
I didn't. There's more death, murder. I stayed away from all that today.
All right. Oh, excellent God. Work, EC. And now it's Kayla's time. Yeah.
It's time for a cup of tea with the Queen.
Okay, hello everybody. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is Silk Sonic. Their famous song, Leave the Door Open. Y'all have heard it? Yes?
Sure.
It's been on the top. I think it was the top number one hit on the Billboard.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
It's one of my favorites, actually.
That's so disappointing, actually. But they're...
Wait, go ahead. I'm not trying to cut you off either. What is it? What's it
Silk
called?
Sonic, Bruno Mars, and Anderson .Paak. They have the song Leave the Door Open.
But what is Silk Sonic?
That's their group. They combined.
I swear on my life, I've never heard of this at all. No, I mean, I'm not trying to be old, grumpy. I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? Yeah, I have not heard this.
I've heard of Bruno Mars.
Y'all probably heard the song and didn't know.
I don't think so. No, I don't. I'm not sure.
Anywho, they're dropping their new single tomorrow, and I'm very excited.
Thank God. I've been dying. Seriously.
Look it up, because they're amazing. And then Will Smith is starring in a new movie about Venus and Serena Williams. He's going to play the dad.
I was about to say, he's going to play Venus or Serena. I mean, he's a great actor, yeah. So I mean, he could pull it off. But.
No, that would not work. But he's playing the father, and the movie's called King Richard.
He's still been the same wife for a long, long time, right? Don't they? Don't they have an open relationship or something?
That's the kind of the rumor that was it.
That's why they stay together. That's what they keep it spicy.
Apparently, maybe. It was not him though. It was her. She was the was allowed to be the open.
Other dudes or other girls for her?
Other dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
You remember when it went viral?
I mean,
Jada.
I think. Never mind. Go ahead. Because
she said
please.
She was in an entanglement.
Next.
What's wrong with you?
I don't want to talk about this.
Wait, what?
Just, you know, it's just better if I don't. My mom's already mad at me for fighting with God yesterday, saying I don't want to get vaccinated today. I don't want to sit here and talk about threesomes on the radio. Go ahead.
Anywho.
Well, I mean, they weren't having threesomes.
They were, yeah. She literally just had an entanglement.
Right. Entanglement. That's what we call it these
days.
That's
what she called it. Oh. Anywho. Okay, so BBL epidemic. It's a thing. It's going on. It's worse than COVID. Everybody and their mom is getting a BBL. Do you know what a BBL is?
Big bad.
Huh?
I don't know.
What?
That would be a Brazilian butt lift.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
What the heck were you about to say?
I have no idea. I was going to come up with something, though.
No. Okay.
So, hold on. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
So the Brazilian butt lift, is it makes their booties bigger.
You
obviously.
Ever seen women walk around and their body is literally, like, perfect?
Yeah, I don't like that. See, I am not a big butt kind of guy. I'm just not.
Yeah, well, a lot of them it doesn't work for, and they end up with diaper booties. So.
Oh, yeah?
Kim Kardashian, perfect example.
See, I don't like that at all. That is not my thing.
Well, yeah, that's BBL.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
And a lot of young 0. girls.
0.0, yes.
A lot of young girls are getting it. Like, if you see on TikTok, you'll see they're doing their BBL transformation. So they'll start, like, they'll show their body, and it's, like, you know, normal, I guess. And then you'll see their progression, and then they're like, oh, yeah. But they're, like, 19 with the, they're getting this surgery. Like, their body hasn't fully developed. So it's kind of sad. But, I mean, do what you want with your body.
I mean, do they have, like, fathers sitting there telling them don't do that? Or
I mean, I don't know their life, but...
Because I got to tell you something.
That's what's happening.
I have two little girls, and if they come to me, and they're like, hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
I'm going to go get a BBL. I'm going to say, no, you're not. I mean, they're just... it's not even a discussion.
Even if they're 19, 18?
I mean, I'd cut them off or something.
That's it. You can pay for it yourself. Yeah. Good luck.
I'm about to buy a new car with your college fund, kid. That's what I would say.
Oh, well, a lot of these girls are doing it because they, you know, want to fit the mold of what men like or what they think men like. Or I think, honestly, some women are doing it because it helps them feel better about their bodies. But it's just sad when you're 18.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say that I do go get a BBL. Do you have to buy all new jeans at that point?
I mean,
probably.
You probably have to buy all new jeans.
Your butt is bigger.
Yeah.
You're going to have that popping apple booty now, so you're going to have to go get new jeans.
That sucks. No one knows I have to go out and buy a bunch of new jeans.
I mean, want the body.
Would you get a BBL?
I would not. Unless I really, like,
do
I'm
you feel like
for,
you already have a booty, kind of?
I do. Okay. I think I have a nice shape, so I wouldn't want to mess
someone
with
really
it.
Someone really loves themselves today, huh?
I love myself every day.
It's weird. I roll in here and I say a couple nice things about you. Now all of a sudden you're like, I love myself. I love my body.
Huh? I love myself every day.
Go ahead.
It doesn't change.
You have 1 minute.
Okay, thank you. My phrase of the day.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's my favorite part of the show now.
All right. Clout chaser.
Clout chaser.
You know what that means?
I have a kind of an idea. That's like Instagrammers and stuff like that.
Yes. So, clout chaser is someone who just wants attention. They chase the attention. Usually, okay, so.
Why are you looking at me?
Example. No, I wasn't thinking about
you. Well, you're looking at me, that's for sure.
But, a clout chaser, it's frowned upon. Mm. No one likes a clout chaser because, you know, a lot of times they'll troll on Instagram just to get, you know, that attention. They may, like, you know, call into a radio show and text into a radio show and say something.
I got you.
I'm not talking about anybody in particular. Uh-huh. But I'm just saying. That is a clout chaser. So, yeah, that's the phrase of the day.
Excellent work, Kayla. EC, good job today, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that for the fourth day in a row, the show did not go as planned.
When
it's just one of those things, but I have a plan and I have a strategy. And I never will forget the first day I worked here, we had a program director named Lynn. And Lynn said, Justin, I need you to go in straight lines. And it's like, I do just the opposite at this point, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not going in straight lines at all around here.
No, it's very squiggly.
It's a squiggly ass line. But anyway, I love you. I love both of you. EC, how do I find out more about you?
Oh, Facebook, Eric Stacy, Steacy.
Kayla, I need you to tell me how to find out about you.
Instagram, GlitterX Cakes.
Awesome. Hey, I love you, by the way. Thank you for joining me. It was a lot of fun. I love spending time with you. I do. Hey, tell your friends, too. There's really no other radio station like this on the planet. And I mean that. It's not like BS. There's no other station like this. I mean, radio kind of sucks, honestly. Talk radio across the country is getting worse and worse. Except for us. Tell them to download the app. They can listen to us right there around the world. One last favor, please. Could you stick around? Because Bill O'Reilly's coming up next, followed by my man, the legend himself, ladies and gentlemen, Ed Till. That is when Shando takes over. He's the anchor tenant. He's the Publix of this little radio station shopping center. With the Shannon Burke Show with his good buddies, Yo Frey and DJ. The party starts again tomorrow morning, Friday morning. With the big man himself, Bubba the Love Sponge. Kayla, I don't know much, but I knew one little teeny tiny thing.
And
I'll see you right back here again tomorrow morning on the Florida Man Radio Network.